So let's review. Our parak elaborates on the process of egla rufa, the calf that is decapitated when the murdered body is found and the ritzeich is unknown, because this is one of the nemarin b'lashna kodesh, the mitzvah's kriya that must be stated in lashna kodesh only as taught in the Mishnah at the beginning of the seventh parak of Lamed Beis. Zak the Mishnah egla rufa b'lashna kodesh, the pesukim recited in the process of egla rufa must be stated in lashna kodesh only, because there is a gzeres shava of the word anu. The pasuk of Egla Rufa states va'anu va'amru, and the pasuk of the brachis for klala states va'anu halavim va'amru ma niya hamur lahalon b'loshna kodesh afkan b'loshna kodesh. The Mishnah now elaborates on the seder Egla Rufa. The pasuk states ki motzi chol ba'adama v'yotzu zikinecha b'shoiftecha u'madidu ala ar mashas safi v'isachal. If a murdered body was found, the elders go out to the site and measure the distance around the chol to determine the closest city. Zak the Mishnah, Shleisha mi bezn hagodl shebi Yerushalayim ha yoytzen. Rabbi Yehuda imr chamisha. The Tanakama, identified in the Brice as Rabbi Shimon, says that three members of the Sanhedrin go out to the site because zikinecha shnayim ve'im bezn shakel meisivin alein oyd echad. The plural word zikinecha indicates two men, and since a bezn cannot be composed of an even number, another man is added, harikan shleisha. While Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's five members, and according to the conclusion of the Gemara, because zekinecha shnayim and vav b'sheftecha leminyana, the superfluous letter vav in the word b'sheftecha indicates another two men, and ve'im bezn shakel meisivin alein oyd echad harikan chamisha. And according to both, we also derive the following halachas from this pasuk: sheftecha lemiyuchadin shebeshftecha, the highest rank of judges, the Sanhedrin hagadol shebe Yerushalayim. The Yatsu, Hein v'lo Shluchein, the Sanhedrin themselves and not their agents. Umadu, Shafila nimtza ba'alil le'ir ha'yumaydidin, shemitzvah lasik b'medida. There is a mitzvah to measure the distance even if the closest city is obvious. The Gemara cites a third opinion, that of Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, Zikeinecha zu Sanhedrin, and the Gemara cites a brisa which says, Kula Sanhedrin, Bezdin shal shivim ve'echad, all 71 members of the Sanhedrin must go. Shayftecha ze melech v'kohen gadol. The king and the kohen gadol must also go out to the site. The Mishnah continues, Nimtze tamen begal, oitolu be'ilon, oitzof apnei amayim, loy hoya orphan. If the body was discovered lying under a pile of stones, or hanging from a tree, or floating in the water, they would not bring the egla arufa, because the pasuk states, ki motze chol ba'adama, v'goymer noifol ba'asada. Ba'adama v'lei tamen begal. On the ground excludes under the ground. Neufel v'leitolu be'ilon. Fallen excludes hanging. Basade v'leitzafa p'nei amayim, in the field, excludes in water. Now, the Gemara introduces the halacha of shikha. If a field owner forgets a bundle of grain in the field, he may not come back for it, he must leave it there for the poor. And presents a brayse in which there is a machlokes where the shikha applies to tamen, concealed grain. The pasuk states, ki sikzer kitzircha basadcha v'shechachta ayme basade. Basada prat l'tamen div Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachamim oimrim, basada l'rabbi says a tamen. Rabbi Yehuda holds that tamen is excluded from shikha, and the chacham holds that tamen is included in shikha. The Gemara explains that the words ba'adama and basada do not, by definition, include or exclude tamen. Rather, hacha minyani dekra, hasa minyani dekra, depends on the context. Regarding egla rufa, without the word ba'adama, we would understand ki imatzei chal, wherever a chal is found, anywhere including tamen. Therefore, ba'adama prat l'tamen. The word ba'adama must have been added to exclude tamen. Otherwise, it's superfluous. However, regarding shikha, without the word basada, we would say as follows. Ki sikzer kitzircha basadcha b'shechachta ayme basada shikha dum yud katzer. There is a hekesh of shikha to katzer, cutting the grain. And that ma katzer begaloi av shikha begaloi, just as katzer is exposed, so to shikha applies only to exposed grain, but not tamen. Therefore, basada l'rabbis is a tamen. The word basada must be including even tamen. Rabbi Yehuda, however, according to the conclusion of the Gemara, derives another halacha from basada, and therefore holds that tamen is excluded from shikha based on the hekesh. Now, regarding tzaf, regarding egla arufa, the Mishnah clearly ruled basada v'lo tzaf apnei amayim. However, regarding shikha, the Gemara has a question whether shikha applies to tzaf. Tzafu oimrin l'teich sedehu mahu. Aver sada kesada dami, oi lav kesada dami. is grain that's not on the ground considered sada or not, and it remains unresolved? The Gemara has another question. In the case of shnei chalolim ze al gavei ze, or shnei oimrim ze al gavei ze, one body on top of another, or one bundle on top of another, where the min b'minei havet tamun, u min b'minei havet tzaf, is the bottom one considered tamun? Is the top one considered tzaf? Or not, because they are of the same kind? This too is not resolved. Regarding our Mishnah's ruling, nimtza tamun begal, oi tol be'ilon, oi tzaf al p'nei amayim l'hoya orfen, the Gemara cites Rabbi Elazar who disagrees, and holds be'kulon im hoyu chalul orfen, in all these cases, they do bring an egla rufa. However, Balaz agrees that chanuk loy hayo orfen, for one who is choked, there is no egla rufa. Because chal yiserik siv, the pasuk repeats the word chal, which means through a metal weapon only, such as a sword. The Mishnah continues, nimtze samach lesvar, or le'ir sheruba akum, loy hayo orfen. If the body was found near the border, or near a city whose residents are mostly idol worshippers, they would not bring the egla rufa. Because the pasuk states, ki yimatze prat lematzui. Yimatze implies that it's not common to find a chal, and excludes places where it is common. And nimtze samach le'ir she'im ba'bezdin, lo hoya orfen, e moididin el le'ir she'ish ba'bezdin. If there is no bezdin in the closest city, they would not bring the egla rufa. Rather, the next closest city that has a bezdin brings the egla rufa. Because the pasuk states, v'lokhu zikne ha'ir hahu, the bezdin of the closest city must bring the egla rufa and excludes ir she'im ba bezdin. Zok de Mishnah, nimtzim mechuvin bin shtei ayaris, shtein mevi'ish shtei agolis divrei Rabbi Eliezer. If the chal was found to be equidistant from the two cities, each city brings their own egla rufa, because as the Gemara explains, kesaver efshel etzamtzim. Rabbi Eliezer holds that a person is capable of making an exact measurement in which the chal is certainly equidistant, and v'kreiva, v'afil kreivis. He holds that the singular word kareva in the pasuk v'hoya ir ha-kareva includes even more than one. However, as Rashi explains, according to the opinion of E.F. Shalitzamtzim, a person cannot make an exact measurement. Yedviyu egla achas b'shutfis, both cities bring one egla rufa together, because ein kareva ela achas v'anan le'yedin in ha-minayu. Only one city is closer to the chal, but we don't know which one. The Mishnah continues, v'ein Yerushalayim aviyah egla rufa. If the closest city is Yerushalayim, they do not bring an egla rufa, because if the Gemara cites the pasuk, ki imotze chol ba'adama asher Hashem alikecha nois l'chol l'rishta, the chol was found in the land that you receive from Hashem as an inheritance. V'ksava Yerushalayim l'neschak l'shvatim. However, Yerushalayim was not divided amongst the shvatim. Nimtze roisha b'makam echad v'gufa b'makam achar. Ma'lichan ha'roish etz la'guf divrei Rabbi Eliezer. If the head was discovered in one place and the body in another place, Rabbi Eliezer holds that the head is taken to the body. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, "Haguf etz la'roish," the body is taken to the head. As the Gemara explains, "Lekayvrei kana mekaymai," the machlekes refers to the halacha that the chal is later buried where it was found, because he is a meis mitzvah. And if the head and body were found in different places, Rabbi Eliezer holds he is buried where the body was found, because gufei beduchtei nafel. The body fell in place and the head rolled away, while Rabbi Akiva holds he is buried where the head was found, because the head fell in place, but the body's momentum kept it going a bit. The Mishnah continues, from which part of the body did they measure? Rabbi Eliezer says, from the navel. Rabbi Akiva says, from his nose. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, mimokim shenasa chal mitzavari, from his neck, from where he was decapitated. As Rashi explains, the machlekes is based in the understanding of the pasuk umadu el or mashasvivis hachalul. Rabbi Eliezer holds ikkecha yusa b'tibure. The main source of life is from the navel. Therefore, hachal refers to tibure. Rabbi Akiva holds ikkecha yusa ba'ape. The main source of life is from the nose. Therefore, hachal refers to chaitmai. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds that hachal refers to tzavare, as the pasuk states, Lasis Israel Savre Khalalay Rishon.